The deep state and Obama in Ukraine. The background is like this. So Obama and Noland, who took over from Clinton, staged a color revolution in Ukraine. It also led to a deepening conflict within the U.S. elites. This is the relationship between Paul Manafort and others, all the way to Team Trump, who were supportive of Yanukovych. Yanukovych was overthrown by Obama's color revolution. It was also a conflict between Ukrainian elites, which were unstable and could switch sides numerous times quite easily. In fact, we saw that with a few of these oligarchs during that conflict, switching sides. This led to a civil war in Ukraine over two possible futures for Ukraine, and one of identity, and this concept of identity, but that's more propaganda. But of course, it feeds very much into soft power, and that's actually everything. So actually, information war is just as important as the military component of the conflict. The pro-Russian side actually already won this conflict against Ukraine decisively in February of 2015. The breakaway self-declared republics of Donetsk and Lugansk had broken off more than 7 years ago. The Battle of Debaltseve was critical. That's really where the war ended. It was a meat grinder for Ukrainian forces. This was carried out between February 12th through 17th of that year, 2015. It was really the end of the phase of the war, led to a freezing of the conflict, despite low-level harassment, shelling, and violations of the ceasefire being normal in the whole interim ever since. Wikipedia on this battle is entirely misinformed. I was covering this conflict day by day and had privileged information at the time. Wikipedia understates the Ukrainian casualties by an order of 20, meaning 20 times or more than 2,000% more casualties actually suffered by Ukrainian forces than which is reported by Wikipedia. YouTube censorship was ramped up at this time, but other video files were floating around. Everyone saw thousands and thousands of bodies, burnt bodies on the battlefield. It was a bloodbath. It was a meat grinder. Everyone saw trucks and trucks of bodies in the thousands of Ukrainian forces being recovered or carried out by pro-Russian forces or by Ukrainian forces in retreat. It was gruesome, faces hanging off, legless bodies, and so forth. The outcome of this battle led to the Minsk Agreement, which was favorable to Russia. This is because pro-Russian forces won that battle. And this was really the end of the live fire part of the conflict, as we've been saying. But the deep state did not allow Kiev to follow its own peace agreement. Ukraine has become a failed state in the meanwhile. Despite all of its natural resources, they can't be organized into a functioning economy because the deep state was only able to carry out the color revolution by building support among Ukrainian elites on the basis of personal self-interest, so corruption, bribery, but not on national development goals. Also, this is following Brzezinski's doctrine: Russia without Ukraine is a country, but Russia with Ukraine is an empire. So it's Russia that can make use and integrate Ukrainian natural and human resources. The US and the EU cannot. Anyone living in these sort of second-tier Eurozone countries, sometimes called Eurozone 2 countries in the Balkans or Southern Europe or Ireland, they know that the EU is not based on utilizing raw materials or resources, such as in colonial models, but rather the EU is organized on a modern imperialism model of acquiring customers for an export model and a debt-based currency. So basically, it's a really fictional economy, and the goods are kind of moved around the European Union. Now, Ukraine's not in the European Union, but we're just explaining why there's no future for Ukraine in the EU. So people talk about all these natural resources and blah, blah, blah that Ukraine has, but that's precisely the problem. The EU cannot make use of them, and that's just how the European economy is organized. It's so much connected to the IMF, right? People know about the World Economic Forum, but the IMF is what the World Economic Forum works for as a think tank. But the IMF is the global banking cabal, and the IMF is not interested in developing productive economies because of how this affects. Basically, each move towards developing economies has a deflationary effect on currency, and their entire model is inflationary. So there's no future for Ukraine in the EU, and Merkel has said this won't happen. Germany has no interest in Ukraine and the EU, but the deep state won't allow Ukraine to be in the Russian sphere. Okay, so this leaves Ukraine with only that part of the US, which the deep state controls as an ally, but that's basically the team Biden, and that's not very reliable at all. That's Obama. That's not reliable at all, as we already saw. So that's what's led to the present crisis. What's going on now is next.